Hello again, and thank you for listening to Grow an Online Business, a weekly podcast where we go over step by step the ins and outs of starting, creating, running, growing an online business for yourself. We're also talking about an online business that I am starting and getting going. So we'll talk about the ups and inevitable downs of that, and we will do it in an ongoing process. So I will share with you what worked, what didn't, and what I plan to do differently in the upcoming weeks. All right, so this week's topic is on devil's advocate, and I'm going to tell you how to play devil's advocate to get people to be more likely to buy your product or service. So stick around. All right, thanks for sticking around. First off, last week wasn't a banner week. It wasn't a terrible week in the business. It looks like users are up about 29%. I'm up to about 40 users now, 61 sessions, which is good. That means they're coming back. Bounce rate's down a little bit to 16.39. So it's down 18%, which is great. And then the best news of all is my session duration is up 105% to 6 minutes, 48 seconds. So people are actually coming to the site and staying long enough during the session to actually get some information. So that means they're either reading my articles or reading the pages, which is good news. All right, so my most popular pages, first one is my main page, my homepage, 119 page views this last week, so not too bad. Blog, 27, and then the different types of blog. Going from there, I've got 11, 10, 9, 8, and then podcast 8. So not too shabby there. Okay, so we're still with sessions by country. We're still all in the United States at this point. Desktop is at 60%, mobile 39%, and then tablet 0, but it's almost something. So pretty much no one's looking with their tablet at this point anymore. It's about 60-40 desktop. Alrighty. So that is where we are at. Now, I told you that I tried to do some stuff on Pinterest. I did run those Pinterest ads. Let me just double check that real quick and give you a live update on what is happening there with those ads. Okay. I posted a bunch of pins and I created a bunch that were all on my sales page pins, trying to get affiliate links, like I'd said before. So 139 impressions, 0 clicks, not awesome. 11 impressions, 0, 80, 30, 10, 50. Okay. So far, let's see, there's another one, 128 impressions, 0 clicks. Okay, so obviously my pictures are not engaging. So people are seeing them, they're not clicking on them. So I'm going to have to change up the pictures that I'm actually posting if I'm hoping to get any traffic from Pinterest, because it appears that I'm getting nothing at this point. So too bad, so sad, I guess. Anyway, that brings us to our lesson this week, and it is playing devil's advocate. Research actually shows that when they hear devil's advocate questions, it makes them dig in deeper to their point of view. It makes them more committed and believe in their point of view even stronger when they are presented with opposing views. So what does that mean? That means you can use devil's advocate questions to convince people or make them more comfortable and more confident with their decision to purchase your product by giving them devil's advocate questions. Obviously, the first and most obvious devil's advocate question is, what's the worst that can happen if you buy my product, right? You've heard that. Everyone uses it. I think it's a little overused. So I wouldn't suggest that being your first line question. But it might be your very first question. So you might ask people, you know what, what's the worst that can happen? They're going to think about it and go, well, I guess I would have wasted my money. So if you go through and you use it like a sequence of questions, knowing how they're most likely going to answer those questions, you can continue with the devil's advocate questions that answer the question that may have been brought up in the answer before. I'll explain what I mean. So if you say, what's the worst thing can happen? You know where they're going with that. Well, I will have wasted the money. So your next question is, would you rather spend a little bit of money now to avoid bigger losses in the future, or would you rather make a mistake later? Okay, so there's another one. There's an easy way to tell them, hey, spend a little bit of money now, or it could cost you big time in the future. Another approach might be to say, you'd like, what's the worst that can happen? And they think, oh, I'll just waste my money. You can ask them, is investing money in something that you can use, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, or maybe 2 weeks from now, is it better to invest it or lose the opportunity? So then they're thinking, oh man, yeah, it'd be a lost opportunity. I don't want to lose opportunity. I'd rather invest money now and then have that in my pocket for when I do need it, if I do need it. So you can kind of tie in some of the other things we talked about, fear of missing out being one of them. People, oh, gosh sake, for whatever reason, when people think they're going to miss out on something, they jump at it. So I would try and use this not only as a standalone thing, but I would use it in conjunction with their fear of missing out, with their exclusivity. Hey, so if you do buy my product or my service and you are part of the in-group that now has it, you're one of the special few that now has this, the exclusive club, the exclusive membership, the whatever, make it exclusive so that they feel like they're getting privileges that others aren't by buying your product or your service or by signing up to your membership, whatever it is, and then use that to help convince them that they're right. But allow them to convince themselves by asking questions you already know the way they're going to answer it. And once you at least have an idea of the way they're going to answer it, then you can continue them down a path that makes them feel more confident about their decision to purchase your product. So if they're thinking, yeah, I'd love to be in that membership, but man, I don't know. What if it's a mistake? Okay, devil's advocate. Wait, what's the worst that happens if you sign up for my membership? Man, I'd waste the money. Okay, so you're not wasting money, you're investing money. You explain that to them in a quick answer, and then you say, great. You also know what's the other question that they're probably asking. If I don't like it, how do I get out of it? I'm probably signing up for this long-term contract thing. I don't want to get locked into anything. So the next question you can ask is, don't you hate getting stuck in long-term commitments when there's no benefit? And they would be like, of course I do. Right, so mine doesn't have that. It's an easy opt-out. If ever you find that you're not receiving the benefit you believe you should be getting for what you're paying for, if you ever feel like you're not getting it, then simply opt out and be on your way. And then you're welcome back anytime when you're ready to come back in and start receiving information again. That makes it an easier decision, and it takes away what might be considered a roadblock or a hurdle to keep them from getting in the first place. So people don't like to get locked into stuff that they're not happy with, number one. And number two, they don't like to waste money. So take away the idea that spending money in your membership is wasteful and make it an investment. So talk to them about, you know, the monies that you are spending on here. You're not just spending them, you're investing them in your future. So whatever it is, whatever product or whatever service, whatever it is that you're selling, make it an investment, that they're purchasing something tangible, something positive, and something that's worth more than they're paying. And then if they don't like it, or it didn't perform up to the standards that they believe that it should, then tell them, man, send it back, full refund, or get a refund from me, get a something. Like, I'm going to take care of it. This isn't just a one-time singular transaction. It is definitely cheaper to keep customers than it is to create new customers. So keep your customers happy. And sometimes that means giving them back a portion of what they paid you, because then it keeps them from trashing you. And then when they have a friend who's like, man, I'm really interested in that, be like, oh my God, I was a part of something. I did it. I bought the product, but it turned out it wasn't for me. But oh my God, you would love it. So they'll still promote you because you've left them with the positive and professional image that you mean to leave them with. So you want everybody to think of you as being completely professional and completely ethical, completely above board, so that you are a positive influence in the market. And so anyway, that's what I've got for you this week. I would suggest using devil's advocate questions, especially the ones you can kind of guess what their answer would be, and then use follow-up question and answers that will lead them down the path to seeing that buying your product or service or your membership is in fact a good idea and something they can feel much more confident about choosing. All right, and then as far as what I'm gonna be doing next week. So next week in the business, my goal is obviously to increase users, which means I'm probably going to need to continue social sharing and referrals. I'm not spending any money on ads yet. We will be getting into ads and ad spending and how to do it a little bit later. It's just not quite time for that yet. My website is still fairly new. It's about 6 months, a little less than 6 months old. So as of yet, it's really not mature enough to require a large investment, hopefully a smart investment in ads to bring customers in. Because at this point, I don't have a lot to offer those customers. Right now, I'm just trying to make a presence. I will be coming out with some more product lines and some more things that I can offer on that website. But in the meantime, that's where I'm at. So I'm going to be trying to drive some more traffic with Pinterest. I will be changing up the images and trying to use a more emotional grab. I went with the logical grab. So I thought, you know what? These are people that are interested in cameras. I'm going to post pictures of cameras. So it is pictures of cameras, and it straight says, like, boom, shop here, find out the best streaming video cameras, blah, blah, blah. And I have a bunch of pictures of different streaming cameras up so that people can see them. It should have triggered them into being like, oh, that's what I'm looking for. I need one of those. That's what I need. And then have them come to my website, see the different pros and cons, the ins and outs, why one is better than the other, which one would meet their need according to their budget, and then hopefully click on the link and purchase it. That, in fact, did not happen this last week, so it is what it is. I will be changing those pictures to a much more emotional grab. Instead of thinking and talking and visually displaying the product with which they will be using, I'm going to instead post pictures that the product would capture. So instead of showing them the features, I'm going to try and sell the benefits, if that makes sense. And we'll go over feature and benefits in another session coming up probably in a couple of weeks. I've got some ideas for where we're going to go with this, but at any rate, I'm not getting a lot of feedback, so I would like a little bit more feedback from you guys. Please do like and subscribe if you like anything you've heard here. Share this podcast with your friends, please. And be sure to check out the website at www.brokenmoonmedia.com for more details and for the articles that we talk about on here. You can also live stream, or you can at least stream and play back not just this episode of the podcast, but all of the other previous episodes as well. So please do check that out. Also, join us on our Facebook page. We post some exclusive stuff on there that isn't necessarily posted on the website, and things that I don't necessarily go over every week in our short little podcast here. So again, glad you guys made it. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.